My name is Erica Talia McCarthy, and I use gratitude as a cornerstone for attracting everything I want in my life. I am here to show you how to reduce stress, create great habits, and develop a winning mindset that will allow you to create the life of your dreams by planting gratitude seeds and watching your gratitude garden grow. Come on my journey with me as I share what has worked and what has not worked in my life. Let's manifest, change our mindsets, and make this world a better place together. Welcome to the Gratitude First Garden. I am so happy you are here. Hey God, it's me. God, I would love to gain more wisdom and insight on how truly successful people think. What makes their thought process different? What urges them to take the necessary actions to be successful? How is their thinking different from the average person out there? I would love to just gain some more wisdom and insight around this subject. Thank you so much. Amen.
Erica, learning how successful people think will help you tremendously in your life and business.
Hello, my Gratitude First Gardeners. Let us take a moment to close our eyes and take a deep breath in and a deep breath out. And let us just reflect upon this week. What are you grateful for this week? Has someone said or done something to you that made you smile and just say thank you? Perhaps you came up with a great business idea, or you completed an amazing project, or you made some type of breakthrough in some area of your life. Maybe you got to spend extra quality time with your spouse or your kids or other family members or friends. Maybe you did a little bit more self-care this week and you got to take a long bubble bath or read a book or do some art or anything that inspires you and makes you feel at ease. Maybe you did something amazing in your business and you just want to take the time to say thank you to God. What are you grateful for this week, whether you consider it large or small? It doesn't have to be some big breakthrough, just anything that you can take a second to pause and just say thank you. So we're going to take a moment now to show a bit of gratitude. Very good, my gratitude first gardeners. Let us take a deep breath in and a deep breath out. And we'll open our eyes and start the show after this short break.
Thank you.
all are having an amazing day, an amazing week, and an amazing month. I would love to hear exactly how you're doing. So you know the drill. Come and chat with me on Instagram or in my Facebook group or on YouTube at Gratitude First. That is Gratitude1ST. Don't be afraid to introduce yourself. I love chatting it up with you guys, and I love getting to know you. So whether you just want to say hi, or you have a mindset or spirituality or business question, or you just want to talk about any random topic, I absolutely love getting to know you guys. So I would love to know how your week is going. And you guys, my week has been really good. I actually just got back from a play date with my son. He met one of his other friends, so that was pretty cool. We went to a local park, and we just, got the kids together to play together. So that was really, really fun. So that's how I spent the majority of my day. And it was just nice to get outside, to be, around friends, to let the kids run and play and laugh and be silly and be kids. So yay, I had a really, really good day. And the rest of my week has been really good, just getting a lot of projects done, but of course, taking that time to relax. I have increased my dancing by like 10. I've like 10x'd my dancing this week, you guys. So I would just randomly turn on a song and start dancing while, I'm doing whatever around the house, like cleaning or getting stuff done. So this week I have been really into dancing for some reason. Like, I usually don't dance nearly as much as I have danced this week. So it's been really fun. It's been a really different form of exercise, but also really fun. And it's just fun to dance around your house and be silly. So my week has been great. I hope you guys are having a fantastic week as well. And we are going to go ahead and jump into this episode. So this episode, you guys, is actually a video that I posted on YouTube. If you are not, subscribed to me on YouTube, or you don't know about my YouTube channel, I would absolutely love for you to hop on over to YouTube, because I have really cool videos over there. I do art, and I, provide like motivational pep talks on my videos. I have meditations over on YouTube. So my channel is called Gratitude First. That is Gratitude1ST on YouTube, and you can find me there. And I have a lot of stuff. I have business tips, meditations, mindset tips, spirituality videos, art, and motivational videos. So if you are into that type of stuff, I would love for you to check out YouTube. But anyway, this is a video that I actually posted on YouTube, but I was like, OMG, this is going to be absolutely perfect for the podcast as well. Because it's all about how successful people think and the mindset of successful people. And I'm actually listening to an audiobook right now by John Maxwell, and it's called How Successful People Think. So that is a whole idea behind this video and podcast episode. And I was like, yay, this is going to be perfect for my Gratitude First gardeners who listen to the podcast. So it's just a video that was posted on YouTube, but I just wanted to share it with you guys as well, because I thought, it was a really good topic, and it's so good to tap into the mindset of, people who, success is all relative, right? But, people who society would deem as successful, it's so good to tap into their mindset and their habits and the way that they think. And, I'm using this book personally to say, that's how, a successful person would think in this situation. And how am I thinking differently? Or what do I have to tweak slightly in order to have that same type of mentality and mindset too as well, right? So it's very, very interesting book, and I am like a lifelong student. So I just love to, you know, remain knowledgeable and to listen to as many books as I can, to read as many books as I can. Although now I do listen to a lot more books, you know, especially like when I'm driving or just doing, you know, random stuff around the house or whatever, or I'm sitting in front of my computer and trying to get stuff done. So a lot of times it is listening to audiobooks, but I have made it a point to, at the end of the day, to read passages of certain books as well, like pick up a physical book and read. And then, of course, every morning I read a passage or a chapter out of the Bible. So yay! All for reading and gaining that spiritual you know, that spiritual knowledge, as well as, you know, knowledge, you know, to become the version of you that you are meant to become, right? So that is what this particular podcast episode is all about. I hope you guys enjoy it. And yay, we will hop into the episode now. Okay, my love. So let us talk about success today. And in particular, let's dive into the topic of how successful people think and act. And I know this is a very broad topic. There's so many different ways that we can go with this topic, but I'm just gonna slice into a little piece of the pie and just talk about taking action today. I'm actually listening to this audiobook by John Maxwell, and it's called How Successful People Think. And that is what really sparked the idea for this topic today. So, How Successful People Think. And it's a really good book. I am actually learning a ton from it. And this is, you know, an audiobook that I'm listening to because I wanted to make a commitment to myself this year to listen to more audiobooks about the mindset and the actions and the habits of successful people. Now, before we dive into this topic, I know success is all about perspective, right? So what success means to me may not be the, you know, exact same thing that success means to you. So it's all relative. It's all the way that you view it. But you know, let's just look at success in a general term, right? And, you know, let's just call success, you know, achievement of dreams. So the people who are actually able to achieve their dreams, to, you know, go from visualizing their dreams and their goals to actually bringing it into this 3D reality. For today's topic, let's call that success, okay? Let's just make it as simple as possible, right? And so in this book by John Maxwell called How Successful People Think, you know, it said something that really sparked interest in me, and it really got my ears to perk up a little bit. And what he said was, you can never think your way into acting, but you can act your way into feeling. And let me back up because I said that a little bit wrong. So what he said was, you can never think your way into like feeling or, you know, taking an action, right? The more that you think about something, you know, you think about it and you know, I should do this. I should do that. I should do this. And you're thinking and you're thinking and you're thinking. And then all of the excuses come into play and you're like, you know, but I don't have enough time. But I'm not qualified enough. But. And as we're thinking, we're actually stalling ourselves from taking that action. So the more you think, the less action you actually take. And so you can never think your way into taking an action or feeling like, oh, I want to take this action now, right? The more you think, the more you're actually going to stall. But you can take the action and not really think about it. And then you will eventually feel like doing it. So let me give you a concrete, tangible example here. So let's just take the example of exercise, right? That's probably the easiest example that I can come up with right now. And so, you know, let's say you're thinking about exercising. I should exercise. I know that exercise is good for me. I have so many different options. I can go to the gym. I can take a walk outside. I can just do some jumping jacks in my house. I can turn on YouTube and follow an exercise video. I can do yoga. I can do Zumba. I can dance around in my living room. I can join a class. You know, we're thinking about all of our options. We're thinking about the fact that we should exercise and it's good for us, not only physically, but mentally and emotionally as well. You know, and then we start thinking about, oh, but what, you know, if I go to the gym and I exercise at the gym, you know, I want to make sure I look good, right? I want to make sure I look decent. So what should I wear? You know, oh my goodness, I haven't pulled out those exercise clothes in so long. I don't even know if they look good on me. Oh, and by the way, I haven't seen my sneakers in ages. So now I'm going to have to go through all of the hustle and bustle of figuring out what to wear, finding my sneakers. I don't even know if I want to go to the gym or just take a walk. You know, I should exercise, but no, I don't have enough time. I have this meeting. I have to get dinner on the table. I have this and I have that. So do you see where I'm getting at, my loves? You can never think your way into acting. The more you think, the more time you actually waste and the more you actually stall yourself and prevent yourself from taking that action. But if you actually go ahead and take the action without really thinking, without, you know, doing all of this back and forth that we usually do. And this can be for anything. It can be for exercising. It can be for cooking a meal instead of eating out. It could be for putting yourself out there and introducing yourself to that guy or that girl that you've had a crush on forever. It can be anything, starting our business, right? Anything that you think about and you stir on and you give yourself excuses for, but you don't actually take the action. And so if you just jump and take a leap of faith before you feel ready, instead of thinking your way out of that action, that is what successful people do. That is how successful people think. So they just say, you know, I'm going to take the action and then I'm going to figure it out later, right? You can act your way, and guys, I'm actually pulling up the quote now. You can act your way into feeling before you can think your way into acting. That's actually the quote from this book by John Maxwell, How Successful People Think. You can act your way into feeling before you can think your way into acting. So we already discussed how, you know, the more you think about stuff, the more you actually stall and prevent yourself from taking that action. But then, you know, if you actually take that action, then you'll begin to feel like actually doing it. So going back to our gym example, if you forget about, you know, where am I going to work out? How am I going to find the time? If you just tell yourself, no matter what, this is a priority, I'm going to find the time. I don't care if I have to walk around the neighborhood in sandals because I can't find my sneakers. I'm going to find the time, right? I don't care if I just work out for 5 minutes in my house instead of the 30 minutes that I planned on doing it. If I just have 5 minutes to spare, I'm going to make this a priority and I'm going to find the time. So if you just take that action, right? I am going to, you know, start this business, right? I don't have all of the pieces in place, but I'm just going to go ahead and do it and I'm going to figure it out along the way. I don't have to have all of the puzzle pieces now. I'm going to figure it out as I go, right? I'm not going to think about what exactly I'm going to cook tonight or how I'm going to prepare the meal. I'm just going to look in my fridge and whatever healthy items I have, whatever healthy, you know, vegetables I have, to make that meal, I'm going to go ahead, I'm going to put something delicious together for my family, and I'm not going to put too much thought into it because the more I think about it, the more I stall, and then the more likely it is that I'm just going to end up ordering out, right? So successful people, you guys, they take the action. They just go. They just take that leap of faith. And they figure it out later. I'm going to not think about, you know, what if that guy or that girl that I like turns me down, right? I'm just going to go ahead and I'm going to ask him or her out and I'm going to take the leap of faith and I'm going to stop stalling and I'm going to stop thinking about it so much. I'm not going to think about the fact that I'm 40 and I want to join this dance class with a bunch of 20-year-olds, right? I'm going to stop talking myself out of it. I'm going to take the leap of faith and I'm just going to join the dance class because I know it's something that I desire and I know it's something that, you know, will be really beneficial for me, both mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually, because I absolutely love dance. And I don't care how I look about the fact that I'm 40 years old, right? I'm going to go ahead and go on that trip. Even though I'm solo, even though I don't have anybody to go with, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to go on that trip because it's something that I've been thinking about. I deserve a vacation. I deserve some peace. I deserve to be in a new atmosphere. And, you know, even though I would love to have someone to go with me, but even though I don't have someone, I'm not going to allow that to stop me. I'm not going to think myself out of it. And I'm going to go ahead and have that trip. And I'm going to make a determination that I'm going to have the time of my life, even if it's by myself. That's how successful people think, my loves. And so, you know, what this book has really taught me so far, and I'm not done, you know, listening to it because I am listening to the audiobook version. So I'm not done listening. And it's actually right here on YouTube, you guys, if you're interested, How Successful People Think by John Maxwell. But what it's taught me is that I need to take more leaps of faith, even more leaps of faith than I'm already taking. I need to stop holding myself back so much, right? And today, as I'm even recording this video, you guys, I am like, just to be completely transparent and honest, I am so tired right now. Like, I've had a very long day, and not to be Debbie Downer or anything like that, but I'm really tired. But I made a promise to myself that I would record this video today and I would get it out there today. And so I'm at that point where it's like, Erica, just act and just start keeping the promises to yourself, right? If we can't keep promises to ourselves, how do we expect other people to keep promises to us? Yes. So I said, even though I'm tired, even though, you know, I would rather just lay in my bed and drift off to sleep right now, I made a commitment to myself to do this video today. It is on my schedule. It's on my Asana project management tool. And right on that project management tool, on my schedule today, I have record a YouTube video. So I told myself, no, I'm not going to move it till tomorrow, because today is the day that I have on Asana to record my YouTube video. And if you guys don't know what Asana is, it's just a project management tool like Trello. It's sort of like a high-end Google Calendar. It's the best way I can explain it. But I said, you know, I can easily move it to tomorrow and put it off. But I said, no, because this was the last task that I had to complete today. I completed all of my other tasks. And I said, I am going to clear my tasks for today, regardless of how tired I am. So that is, you know, successful people, you guys, first of all, they keep their promises to themselves. They stop putting things off for the next day and they just get it done, right? And I'm not saying, you know, go crazy and like, you know, drive yourself into the ground. If you, you know, have been listening to me for any amount of time, you know, that's totally not how I roll. I am all about, you know, taking breaks when you need to. I am all about, you know, that balance of like work and play and rest, right? So I'm not saying to hustle, hustle, hustle all the time, but I am saying that, you know, don't always put tasks off for the next day when you made a promise and a commitment to yourself to get that thing done today, because that's going to build up trust within yourself, right? And if you don't keep your promises, like I said, to yourself, how do you expect your clients to keep their promises to you? How do you expect your customers or your significant other or your kids to keep their promises to you, or your coworkers or whoever you're around on a regular basis or interacting with on a regular basis? It starts with you. How you treat yourself is how everyone else is going to treat you. And so I'm taking those types of things a lot more seriously. And I said, Erica, nope, it's on your to-do list for today. So you are going to get it done today. And once this video is recorded, then you can go to bed. So that's, you know, what I want you to start thinking about, my loves. Like taking those leaps of faith, just taking that action without thinking so much and figuring it all out later. Keeping your promises to yourself when you have something on your to-do list, actually getting it done. Stop putting things off for the next day. And, you know, just building up your mindset more. Start listening or reading more books about the way that successful people operate, the way that successful people think, the way that successful people act, right? Just carve some time into your day, whether it's 5 minutes a day to listen to an audiobook, right? Find some time, you guys, to carve some time into your day to build up, you know, build yourself up mentally, right? To learn, be a student for life. Learn, learn, learn as much as you can. Gain that knowledge. All right, my love. So I just wanted to share this tidbit with you today. Thank you so much for joining me. I love you so much. And as always, I am rooting for your success. Bye-bye. Remember to subscribe for more positive episodes that plant seeds of goodness. Let's be friends on social. Come say hi to me on Instagram at Gratitude First. If you resonated with this episode, please leave a comment and spread the word about the podcast by telling everyone you know. I love you, stay blessed, and manifest those dreams. Have a magnificent day, Gratitude Gardeners.